U.S. Coast Guard Ensign Pamela Manns is here to talk with us. Thanks for coming on.
No problem.
What kind of response has the Coast Guard had to this leak?
We received the initial report on Monday afternoon that approximately 600 gallons of products had been released. We conducted an overflight, had a helicopter in the air. We were able to divert them. They conducted an overflight of the area. They didn't really see anything on the water. We also dispatched pollution responders to the scene so they could start an investigation of what actually had spilled. So now we've established a unified command, and we're working with our federal, state, and local partners, as well as the responsible party, which is the American Transmission Company, to clean up this spill and mitigate any potential threats to the environment.
Is there any oil still leaking right now?
No. No. Currently, there's no pressure on the affected lines, and the oil is not known to be leaking from the source. And ATC, which is the responsible party, activated their oil spill response plan, and they have been in the process of removing some of that oil that was in the line via vacuum. And we're going to go over the success of that operation today and kind of evaluate how that went and look at our overall operations and continue to assess the response efforts so far.
You said, just to clarify, you said that the company that operates the line was vacuuming out any leftover mineral oil?
Right. So they're using a vacuum system to remove the oil from the lines.
Is the Coast Guard or any of the other responders, is anyone cleaning up oil right now?
So on the water? So right now we don't have anybody on the water. We do have equipment staged if necessary. But right now, the oil that has been spilled has been so diluted, there's no visible sheen, so there's nothing to clean up at this time.
Do we know why this happened? Is there any idea about what caused the leak?
No, so the cause of the leak is under investigation, and once we have more information, we can provide that, but right now we don't know.
Is there any threat to human health or to animal health?
The product is comprised mostly of mineral oil, which is a light, thin substance, and we've sent samples to a laboratory for further analysis. However, given the dilution of the product, that is the amount that has leaked into the amount of water that is in the Straits of Mackinac, as well as the mobility of fish, and right now we think there's a really low risk to fisheries and wildlife, as well as the only chance waterfowl could possibly interact with this is if there might be some floating on the surface. But we conducted an overflight, and we haven't been able to spot any visible sheen as a result of this spill. So we don't really think there is much of an impact to wildlife, but we haven't received any reports of impacted wildlife, but we'll continue to monitor that. Your second question is if there's any potential harm to humans. And there are two water intakes in the general vicinity, and we've notified the counties that might be impacted. However, given the dilution of the oil, and there actually is a little bit of distance, so the intakes from the northern part of the straits, so there is some distance, and from the source, there's no significant threat to drinking water at this time. And then also, given the fact that there's ice in the straits, this whatever could have leaked is not going to make it to shore because of the ice.
How long might responders be at the scene?
We'll be here until that risk is mitigated, and I don't know how long that'll be.
U.S. Coast Guard Ensign Pamela Manns, thanks for making time.
All right, thank you.